I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Hello and welcome to Weekly Beats, the podcast in which two guys give you their perspective on the week in music. My name is Charlie.
My name is Mark.
And we are ecstatic to welcome you to the second annual year-end report, review, recap, discussion, extravaganza, the ranking to end all rankings, a celebration of not just the week in music, Mark, but the year.
Wow.
In music, yearly 2017. Beats. Yearly Beats. It only comes out once a year.
That's true.
We are here to talk to you about everything that's been great this year. We have, not of today, course, though. Not today. We're going to tease it. Mark. We got to get those viewers coming back. We got to tease it by saying we have, of course, the Beatsies festivities underway in just a few hours here. The band's warming up.
Yeah.
The red carpet has been rolled out.
Fancy, everyone's here.
Everyone is waiting. Fancy drinks have been purchased. Expensive meals have yet to be cooked, but they're there, as I'm told. But it's going to be great. Great classic awards like we've had in the past, including the 10-4 Good Buddy Award for best person you want to be friends with, the best and worst album art of the year, the worst trend of the year, the That Old 64 Award for best video game reference in a song. Dozens of awards to give out, and we can't wait to get on our tuxes and get to hosting.
Well, I'm already wearing my tux on top.
You've chosen to go for a different route today, which is fine.
Full nude on the bottom.
Right. I think those folks would agree with that. That's how you did that.
Right.
Yeah. After that, we'll get into, best tracks. We got to talk best tracks. We'll probably do that before the Beatsies.
I'm like a chimera.
We don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Like a penguin on top.
Yeah.
A nude man on the bottom.
With the face of a giraffe.
That's an insult.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with my outfit. I want to slap in the face.
No, I thought you were like one of those animal creatures. Like when you say a chimera, there's like three different animal parts to it.
Oh,
like
you're
the
right.
So
I should wear a mask.
Yeah, mask off.
I shouldn't wear a mask.
You should wear a mask off, though.
Okay, I'm gonna wear it off to the side.
Yeah.
I'm offended.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stand up and go.
You can't
kiss
leave.
This tush on the way out, or else
leave,
I'll hit the door, split you, where the Lord will get you.
Because you have to be here to tell us about your top 15 albums of the year.
Okay.
And have to give you my top 15 albums of the year, and then we have to attack and defend each other.
Yeah. Physically.
Physically, as we always do. Nonetheless, it's going to be a rip-roaring good time. We can't wait to talk about it. Hope you're excited to listen in. But welcome to the opening ceremonies and to christen the end-of-the-year countdown. We're just going to take a little detour here today to engage in one of our favorite new activities from this year. Here in Season 2, we're doing the 30-second breakdowns for the Billboard.
Right.
And we have not selected the Billboard Song of the Week. We kind of moved past that. We've already said goodbye to 2017. We'll wave as it leaves. But we wanted to give one last send-off to the 30-second breakdown. And so this week, you and I will be taking a look at a controversial song, to say the least, one that has been the eye of many folk. And the derision of many. Old country music singer Neil McCoy has released a song called Take a Knee, My Ass, parentheses, I Won't Take a Knee, end parentheses. And it's 3 minutes long. I think you and I should take some time to break down this piece of American songwriting.
Right. I thought it would be a good idea to do this considering, you know, we like to talk about the best and the worst stuff kind of with the fun, kind of tongue-in-cheek way, you know, just as a fun thing to do. And I feel like this song captures a certain aspect of the year that's probably pretty important to remember, if not exactly pleasant to remember, and neither of us have listened to it. So what better way than to listen to it right now in 30-second chunks?
Are you familiar with Neil McCoy at all?
No.
I was playing a little bit for you earlier. Great
hits. I wasn't listening.
Including Wink. Billy's Got His Beer Goggles On from 2008 is in there. If you can't be good at it.
Oh.
Do you know what that song's about, Mark?
No.
I'll let you figure that one out for yourself.
Is it golf?
Yeah. Neil McCoy is has been irrelevant for the better part of a decade.
Mm-hmm.
But he has blitzed back into the spotlight. From the Billboard website, actually, I'm pulling this up. Country singer Neil McCoy under fire for taking E My Ass song. Let's read a little bit from this article here.
Okay.
Neil McCoy, best known for tracks like Wink, decided to join those who seem to remain dismissive of what taking a knee during the national anthem actually symbolizes. According to UProx, the country music singer released a track titled Take a Knee My Ass, where he belts out his support for American troops and freedom. A year ago, former NFL player Colin Kaepernick decided to fight for equality and social justice off the field, but used his platform on the turf to spread his message. By taking a knee during the national anthem, other pro athletes joined his movement, which is still going strong today, and brought awareness to racial inequality in the U.S. For his strides, Kaepernick was named GQ's Citizen of the Year, which McCoy said he didn't read. I understand they're probably going to say he's done a lot for civil rights and everything. Maybe he has, McCoy said during a Facebook Live video. Maybe whatever he was trying to do with civil unrest, maybe African Americans being treated wrong or not equally, and some of that's right. Maybe that's what he was trying to do. But taking a knee during the national anthem at a professional NFL game is not the way to do it. Twitter's reached to McCoy's track by telling him the true reason for the protests. Chris Lavoie, hi Neil McCoy, neat new song you got there. Nobody is forcing you to take a knee. That's the awesome thing about this country. Some folks feel they need to protest in instances of police brutality.
Are those people kneeling? I got a bad knee.
You aren't required to follow suit. That's freedom. Robert Schallender says,
well, are they playing football? Do I have to catch that football too?
28 years in the Navy, I'd kneel beside Mr. Kaepernick and anyone protesting social injustice and tainted civil rights during the anthem or at any time. Hashtag take a knee. Just saying is just saying. When was the last time anyone heard from Neil McCoy? I used to DJ in a country bar. He was popular 20 years ago. To this is his comeback song. It's not about the troops, the anthem, or the flag dummy. You can bet your ass I'll take a knee. Because I have the right to do so. Great. So it sounds like it's just full of really good, positive messages.
Well, I mean, that's obviously been a pretty big... I don't think anyone listening to the show has somehow missed that story, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I think music tends to skew a certain way in certain genres.
Right.
You know, certain viewpoints tend to stay in certain genres. And I feel like the sort of absence... The absence of meaning to this, this is like a protest song against a protest song. It's an anti-protest song.
Which is a punk thing to do.
Is it? To protest a protest?
Yeah.
Why is that punk?
Because it's like, no, this is the real protest.
Well, that's a protest. Because he's not saying, stop watching football. That would be a protest. What he's saying is, you people need to shut up.
Yeah.
That's silencing. That's not a protest. Protest is making your voice heard. Silencing someone else's voice, I don't think, is protest.
Well, he's making his own voice heard, and we're going to hear his voice.
That's true.
Right now. Beautiful opening. It's like we're at an elementary school talent show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Start. Patriotic.
I'll stand and place my hand upon my heart every time her anthem plays.
That seems like it's going to be a parody song right away.
It seems like we're in Idiocracy.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
This is a country song that opens with I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Yeah, with like the clear implication being because you people don't.
Yeah.
It takes someone like me.
I'm Patriot. Almost. There's got to be a parody song where a country song opens that way, right?
You know what I would love, in all earnestness, not because I think it would be good, but because I think it would be fascinating to hear, an Alex Jones penned and performed country music song.
Yeah.
With Alex Jones's voice as it is now. The frogs are gay and it's kind of shit.
That's a really good Alex Jones.
Thanks.
You got inside him there.
Yeah. Well, get inside Alex Jones my ass. I won't get inside Alex Jones.
I really love the emphasis on the parentheses after it. I won't take a knee.
When did we address that part? Do we do that now?
I think we addressed that right now.
Okay, that's
we're at the top of the track here, so.
That is a flamboyantly gay title to a song.
I won't take a knee. Take a knee my ass. Something he does add in that there is a dot 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 in between the knee and my. So he is emphasizing, take a knee.
What you could have said was, he does emphasize, no, I'm not gay. I'm not gay.
In parentheses, you're gay. Not gay, you're gay. But don't kneel for that either.
I don't know. America. This is like a Body Like a Back Road moment all over
again. But offensive.
Yeah.
But at least Body Like a Back Road was goofy and...
Yeah.
You got the idea that it was trying to be cute and came across as patronizing.
Right.
This is blatantly offensive to thousands of people.
It's a real slap in the face.
Yeah. Also, the cover art of the single is just his smiling mug. It's just his tan, leathery face with his cowboy hat.
Wow.
Just
smiling out at you. Taking my ass.
I mean, you get rid of that. Those words are offensive, right? Right. But you cover up those words, and that's like Clint McCoy this holiday season. You know, like the greatest hits, the collection of his best work.
Right.
You slap that on there, and suddenly it seems, that works too. You can go with that.
This almost feels like a PR song. Well, I guess I don't know that, though.
The only way to rescue a dying career, Mark, is to get so offensive that Billboard has no choice but to talk about you. Here's a piece from the AV Club.
A peach?
Yeah.
Here's a peach from the AV Club.
McCoy is apparently just a stomping and a hollering mad about Colin Kaepernick and the NFL protests right now, to the point that he even dared to deploy what he insisted on calling a bad word in front of his fans at a recent show.
Oh, that's powerful.
After several minutes of what apparently passes for hot stage banter in Branson, McCoy busted out his new patriotic anthem. The bewilderingly titled Take a Knee My Ass, parentheses, I Won't Take a Knee, end parentheses, a song that not only manages to rhyme some words that we'll get to later on in the song, but also sounds, to the casual listener, like McCoy is ordering his own buttocks to drop down to the ground and pay their assy respects. Take a knee, my ass. That's new one. My ass, take a knee.
Yeah.
Take a knee, my ass. Comma, my ass. The internet took very little time to render McCoy's overly earnest efforts, which, to be fair, are perfectly in line with the fact that he's now posted 680 consecutive videos of himself saying the Pledge of Allegiance onto social media.
Well, how many videos?
Over the last 2 years, 680.
Oh my god.
As always, the Wikipedia vandals are leading the charge. Here's what his page looks like now. Hubert Neil McGolfey Jr., personally known as Neil, K-N-E-E-L, McCoy, Country Radio. Although he first charted on the Billboard Hot Country Singles, something, something, something. Neil McCoy, K-N-E-E-L.
Well, okay, I think it's obvious, though, that we feel this man is foolish. But I kind of want to understand what the song actually says.
We got to keep going.
When I see somebody on TV take their stand on bended knee, whether it's on AstroTurf or grass,
I think
of those whose freedom was not free. And I say,
what's he say?
Take a knee, my ass. I'll stand up for the flag. Take off my hat for
we're just getting started. We gotta stop. Actually, in the lyrics, take a knee, my ass, there's a comma in there. That's like he's commanding his own body to kneel on the ground.
Okay, so, you know, that's definitely, speaking musically, that's produced like pretty much any other country single that you could hear. I mean, it sounds like somebody's
putting it. That's a long intro. I mean, this is a 3-minute song. That's a minute long intro right there.
You have to imagine, though, this is going to sustain to the level it's at now. You have to imagine that extended intro so he can really explain to you that it doesn't matter if it's not just an AstroTurf issue.
Right.
It's also a grass issue.
Yeah.
That's a grassroots issue.
It's a grassroots issue.
I just love the idea, though, that if you're going to make your big political song and you're going to take some time out of your little runtime you have to make your message, to just be clear, I don't care if it's AstroTurf. It could be AstroTurf. It could be grass.
I think it's more like he couldn't find a word to rhyme with ass, and so he's thinking grass, and then how does he fit the word grass into there?
Ass. Grass.
Assy grass.
Or gas.
Gas grass. Gas grab.
What'd you say? The gash crab? It's like Dark Souls enemy.
I think of those whose freedom was not free. And I say, take a knee, my ass.
Wow. What do you think of his voice?
I think it sounds like your general country music kind of singer. You know, he's getting close to 60 here, so.
I guess that's kind of impressive.
Yeah, you know? He's 59 right now. So,
well,
he can get up there. I would say, though, like, country music singers in general tend to skew older.
Yeah.
You know, like, the ones there, it's very easy for folks in their prime, 56 years old, to continue to make records that sell a lot and mm-hmm. get a lot of recognition. You know, it's not like pop stars where the young hot thing is what sells.
Right.
But, you know, I do think there's something about him, like, it comes across as leathery. And yeah. I don't mean, like, in personality, but just, like, his general appearance. I think that the half smile is kind of cooked into
kind of like a Wayne Newton kind of face.
He's just kind of, like, stuck there.
Right.
I think we got to keep going. I think I want to hear the chorus to talk about it, because I stand up for the flag, take my hat off for old glory.
Thank God I live in the home of the brave and the land of the free. I honor the ones who gained it all, so we're all free to go and play ball. If only for their sake, I won't take a knee.
What?
From Valley...
What? Why is it that... It's like whenever you have to go, we'll talk about this during the Beatsies, but when you got to go to your big family Thanksgiving, and it's like the guy who knows the least is always the one who has the loudest opinion, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like there's just holes in this. It's not the claim he's making isn't actually doesn't seem to it doesn't represent a comprehensive understanding of the issue. You know
but
what
I think
mean?
That's the issue in general, right? Those that have an issue with the kneeling aren't understanding why the kneeling's taking place in the first place, right? Right.
Well, not always. Sometimes they say, like, well, that's just not the way to do it. Like, that was the original thing he said, right?
Right.
In that article. But that's what always frustrates me. This is way more voices that are smarter than us on the internet but, like, written articles about it. But, like, when's, like, the right time? Like, that's my question. Yeah. Is like, why is that in particular the bad time?
Right.
Other than the fact that now you're forced to pay attention, you know?
Right.
Why don't you protest where I can't see or hear you? It seems like a bad...
Yeah, I think that's the idea, right? They don't want to be inconvenienced.
Yeah.
And like, there's something like horrifyingly militaristic about this too, right? Like mm-hmm. the fact that you got to be standing up and saluting no matter what. And if you do, then you'll be like put to death by the supreme leader, right?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, there should be some aspect that is like reverent for those that... do serve in the military. I think that's good. But I think also there's been this bizarre overemphasis.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like when we saw American Sniper, you know, when that movie came out 2 years ago.
Yeah.
The kind of the incredible response that movie received from audiences at large by saying, like, this is so important. You know, like, this
right.
is... And leaving the theater, I felt like I was transported back to 2002 all of a sudden, where everything is, like, so... jingoistically militaristic, you know, and I don't know why we always resort back to that.
Yeah, I think I have something to say about this that without getting too political.
Yeah,
that would be.
I mean, it's hard not to. This is a deeply political song.
I think we're being just fine with like our discussion of it as far as like you know the politics are part of everything, but
right.
like without maybe like me going on some like here's what the real situation is.
Right.
I think during that time that jingoism. Was deeply encouraged by the government.
Sure.
Right? And for, you know, whether that's a good or bad thing is all up for debate, obviously. I don't feel that is a good thing to
right.
sort of get people to get all sort of rallied up and see...
Go kill the enemy.
...a country of people as an entity that is bad, you know?
Right, right.
But I think that behavior has been encouraged for so long that has now gotten away from the people who encouraged it and has now overcome them.
Yeah.
So then I think you have... people who are like politicians who are on the same lines as a country artist like this guy but still back a little bit, still not all the way off the cliff, but they're sort of they've tied their you know they've tied themselves to these people and now they're kind of being dragged off
the
right?
center cannot hold it's wildly wheeling out of control
right and so there's this sort of like that jingoism I think is it's you have to be careful with how much you sprinkle into a populace.
Volatile.
And this is a song like this and a response like this and a conversation that we have to have right now is like just a response of people en masse will react
right.
in a certain way if you encourage them to.
Now, I don't know what the reception is to this song. Everything I'm reading on the front page of Googling it, I don't know, does not seem to be saying that it's doing well. Let's see here. Country music singer Neil McCoy, this is from Washington Times. Newly released single about the NFL is climbing the charts, but you'll probably never see the song performed at halftime. Released on November 10th, Takin' Eat My Ass was ranked first on Amazon's Digital Country Songs and fourth on the iTunes Top 100 Country Songs chart as of late Sunday. McCoy said the single was natural for him, given that he recites the Pledge of Allegiance every day. After a friend sent him the song, he said, "Well, it's exactly what I want to say and what a lot of people have been wanting to say. So I just went ahead and recorded it," McCoy told Fox and Friends. On Friday, he posted the music video.
Oh, what news site did this? What news site interviewed him?
When Fox and Friends.
Oh, interesting.
The music video features photos of soldiers, disabled veterans, and police officers, as well as adults and children holding their hands over their hearts.
Wow. My ass.
I also
all for
think,
a song about his ass.
Right. The reason why they're protesting this is also because they love their nation, right? Or because they like want to see change happen. If they didn't, then they wouldn't be taking steps to make positive change in the world. I think there's on both sides of the issue, not both,
many sides.
There is like this, the way I love my country is more important than the way you love your country, right?
Yeah. Well, it's all tribalism stuff, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the need to constantly create an enemy. We're so focused on beating the opposition, a la a football team,
right,
that we can't realize we're both on the same team here, folks. We're both wearing the same colors, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, my red, white, and blue is the real red, white, and blue,
because
I do it the right way.
Yeah. I think that's definitely part of it.
Can we not understand that this is a diverse nation of many people?
But that's exactly it, is that I think the only person who could enter a situation and then come out of it with this song is the kind of person who truly doesn't understand where that protest is coming from in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, if you've never, ever had to experience that or feel tied to any of those shootings,
talk to a black
shootings,
person.
Yeah, or just, like, engage with a culture outside of your backyard,
yeah,
then maybe that would seem reasonable.
Yeah.
Like, this song seems kind of born of ignorance to me, I guess.
Yeah, and it's not very good musically either.
And it seems very straightforward.
Yeah. Well, we are halfway through it. Let's keep going.
Forged to Vietnam. 9/11 to Afghanistan. That star-spangled banner does yet wave.
Wait.
I won't forget.
Does?
I owe a debt of gratitude I never can repay. Arm in arm, side by side, American heroes fought and died, showing some respect.
Those are lyrics, man. Oh my god.
I just feel like I want to be very clear, very upfront on the internet right now, is that anyone who served in the military has my respect.
Of course.
And is doing a great thing
of course.
By defending their country. That said, this dude, you had World War II right in front of you to pick from, and the conflicts you chose to represent this American military was Vietnam and the
Valley
conflict
Forge.
Of Afghanistan. Can you read that back to me?
The actual lyric is, from Valley Forge to Vietnam, 9/11 to Afghanistan.
9/11?
The Star-Spangled Banner does yet wave. 9/11 is a date. That's not a location.
Oh, I went down. No, I went to the 9/11 Memorial a couple months ago.
But it's not a... When you say 9/11...
I went to 9/11. What?
Yeah, I went to 9/11. Where's 9/11 in New York?
That was a couple blocks down the 51st.
Are we close to 9/11?
Yeah, go down the block. It's past...
Well, actually, it's about 8:30 right now.
You know what? It's actually catty corner from the Dunkin' Donuts.
There's 9/11.
Oh, hey, look, it's 9/11.
It's 3/11.
Oh, 3/11.
Do you mean 3/11?
No, that is an American disaster.
Yeah.
Beautiful American disaster.
And then he says, that star-spangled banner does yet wave. Is he saying the Star Spangled Banner flies over Vietnam and Afghanistan?
At 9/11.
At 9/11? Those lyrics are awful. Those don't rhyme. Vietnam and Afghanistan?
Yeah.
Vietnam, Afghanistan?
Yeah.
I guess if he's going to rap it, you can do the slant rhyme.
Do you think this guy had some bone spurs whenever those conflicts happened, or what do you think his position was?
I don't know. He was probably old enough, right? 60?
I don't think anyone should be shamed for trying to get out of a military conflict that I don't believe in, because I think that's your right as an American. But yeah, this whole idea of, like, I'm going to say the military is great, every conflict is great, you know, people fought, and if you say anything about those people, I'm going to be mad. Right. But then the people who are like, no, I'm not going to join that conflict, right, that's such a weird person to be. Yeah. You should be deeply not trusting that kind
Take
of a person.
Take some time, reflect on yourself.
Yeah. Think about it. Think about it, think about it.
We got to keep going because it gets worse.
Too much to ask. I speak for those whose freedom was not free. I say, take a knee, my ass. I'll stand up for the flag. Take off my hat.
That nice guitar. Okay, we missed one of the lyrics, so we stopped it halfway through it. Arm in arm and side by side, American heroes fought and died. Is showing some respect too much to ask?
Man,
I speak for those whose freedom was not free.
It's one of those things where it just comes back around, dude. Like, right, it just comes back around.
So
there's that Vice interview with a bunch of Roy Moore supporters, and one of the they're all white. And the guy points that out, like, not a single person of color, only white people wanted to come to represent Roy Moore. Why do you think that is? And they have a variety of answers that all are a little contradictory to one another.
Well, they're just not quite as smart in the head as the rest of us, I like to think.
Did you see this?
No, I didn't.
Oh, because you're not far off. One of the people, and they're just citizens. These aren't, like, right, public figures, so I don't know their names, whatever. They're just people. One of them said, he's like, well, are you concerned that especially black voters aren't voting Republican ever? Mm-hmm. And why do you think that is? And then one of them went, I'm very concerned. I'm extremely concerned about that. And he goes, well, why do you think that is? He goes, well, honestly, frankly, it's because they're stupid. And the interviewer said, why do you think that? And he goes, well, what would you call someone who votes against their own interests? Says the poor white Republican.
It was, yeah. Stupid.
What would you say about one of
those people? Caught you in the trap. Got it. Lock him down. We got him in a smarty trap. Put him in a box.
But it's like, they're so... They've come to the correct conclusion in a mirror world. You know what I mean? Right. Like they're saying the right thing if the entire world was in a different, you know, socioeconomic state.
And somewhere Paul Ryan is like, tricked ya! He, like, catches some sweet side slap from Mitch McConnell in the...
Yeah.
Wherever they hang out, he's like, give me some of that. Ah, got it.
Oh, we got him.
we got him that time.
We got
time.
Him good. Oh.
Is showing some respect too much to ask, Mark?
I think...
apparently.
Showing some respect, my ass.
Yeah.
You can hear the shit-eating grin creep across that strange, stretchy-faced man as he says my ass. Once the words my ass escape his mouth... He's got this look on his face like he nailed you. Boom. This song probably premiered on a talk radio station.
Yeah. It's
all these pointless culture wars. I bought a car yesterday.
You did?
2 days ago.
Right.
And when I bought the car, the used car dealer looks a dude who could not any more resemble a used car dealer from the 1950s.
Yeah.
I thought I was playing LA Noir. I doubted him. I truthed him. And then I lied him. And he was telling me as about the car. And something about this guy wasn't ringing the right way with me. Probably because he looked like a 1950s car salesman. As he's leaving, he goes, well, Merry Christmas. And I said, yep, Merry Christmas. He goes, oh, well, at least I know I can say it. You know, some of these people can't say Merry Christmas to him. I said, some people get mad at you and you say Merry Christmas. Oh, yeah, these PC people. I mean, I'm old-fashioned. I think you should be able to say Merry Christmas. So I'll say it again because I think it's good to say it. Merry Christmas. I said, great. And I'm just trying to leave.
Great.
He goes, yeah, I mean, and he said something about Christmas music. He goes, you know, I don't even really like Christmas music or the Christmas spirit, but I do listen to a lot of talk radio. And I was just like, you're bubbling with you're a lot of people I don't want to talk to right now.
You have
now.
A lot of feelings, don't you?
Man.
Do you want to sit down and talk to me right now about some things?
I have a country song you might enjoy.
Yeah. Have you heard of Take a Knee in My Ass? I Won't Take a Knee.
I feel like this had to have debuted on a talk radio kind of show, right?
Yeah.
This had to have had some role in that.
Probably. Well, you got 30 seconds to go, Mark. It's an even 3. Let's see what goes to the finish line.
Honor the ones who gave it all. So we're all free to go play ball. If only
awakening. Oh, say, so can you see?
I have a theory. I have a fan theory.
Okay.
What's this guy's name?
Clint McCoy.
Clint McCoy. I got a fan theory about
Neil McCoy.
Neil
sorry.
McCoy.
Sorry, Neil.
Neil.
It's ironic because Neil right. won't take a knee.
I have a fan theory about him. Is that whenever he said, oh, say, can you see?
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed a little atonal. That's because that escapes him. He didn't choose in the song, I'm going to put, oh, say, can you see? I'm going to make reference. Literally, it just came out of him. He's just so entrenched in patriotism. Oh, say, can you see? Oh, he just went right back into it. He doesn't even know that happened. When he listens to the song, he can't hear that part because he does it again out loud.
And the opening, when he's saying the Pledge of Allegiance, he's just accidentally saying the pledge again. Yeah. He just can't help himself but say it all the time.
That's exact. I think that's what's happening
here. Yeah. Musically, I gotta say, it's pretty standard.
It's completely standard.
Yeah, I was expecting it to be worse. I don't know, like, in quality. But the musical quality of it, just like the way the band sounds behind him, sounds like pretty typical country music.
It's like notably not creative.
Yeah.
I mean, even when we were making fun of My Body Like a Back Road,
right.
there's still sort of a sense of
weep, weep, there's, boo.
Yeah, there's a texture to the guitars.
Yeah, the electronic production. Yeah, none of that in here. This feels like 10 years old at this point. It's more antiquated than modern country. Granted, he was also famous 20 years
ago. Granted, he's also a monster person.
Right, right. yeah, that's a track right there.
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe if we had a dumbest track of the year category, which I believe we do.
In the Beatsies, and certainly we have the Head Scratcher Award for worst lyrics, and I can't think of a better one than From Valley Forge to Vietnam and 9/11 to Afghanistan.
Yeah.
There's the Star Spangled Banner does yet wave.
There's a few to have a conversation
there's
about.
There's at least several logical fallacies taking place in that.
Yeah. There are other songs that did some really interesting things, even just in country music alone this year.
Equally dumb things that I, for one, can't wait to talk to you about. Mark, I feel like a 30-second breakdown is here to stay. I feel like last year, we spent a lot of time talking about whole albums, and about in April, we quickly realized that we had made a horrible mistake, that most of the stuff we listened to was not super interesting or engaging to talk about, but I think this year's 30-second breakdown segments have been, at least for me, always interesting. I don't want to say fun, because they haven't always been fun, but they've been interesting. I've learned a lot.
Yeah. And I think they're a more open space for conversation. I agree. Yeah. The only thing that I feel like we're missing is because we did the albums last time, we would get that cross section of older people who buy CDs but skew towards older. Like, we'll never find a Barbra Streisand single. We'll never get to have our clinky clinky conversation doing it this way.
See you.
What? Excuse me. Sorry, I was writing. I didn't hear what.
I'm working on my novel.
Oh, great. Okay.
I just wanted to let you know that. I love you.
Okay, just sorry.
I'll be there in a minute, honey.
1 second.
I said I love you.
I know. I need to poop.
It's good stuff. Well, that will do it for the final 30-second breakdown of the year. Take a knee, my ass. Parentheses, I won't take a knee.
Goodbye, 2017.
We'll see you at the Beatsies. Play that outro music.
Take a knee, my ass. I'll stand up for the flag. Take off my hat. Thank God I live in the home of the brave, in the land of the free. I'll honor the ones who gave it all, so we're all free to go play ball. If only for their sake, I won't take a knee. Oh, say, can you see?